to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear songs and their transcriptions. There are many art songs that are so melodic that they make great instrumental pieces. The theme song for Singing and Other Sins is such a case. Misha Maisky, cello, and Daria Hovora, piano, perform a transcription of Schubert's Litany for All Souls Day, or as I think of it, a beautiful way of saying, May they rest in peace. You can find the translations for tonight's songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. What beautiful playing! Schubert's Litany for cello, performed by Misha Maisky and Daria Hovora, piano. Now we'll hear the original lead, recorded by Bryn Terfel and Malcolm Martineau. The big guy, Bryn Terfel, can certainly sing gently when he needs to. That bass baritone with Malcolm Martineau in Schubert's Litany, or May They Rest in Peace. This is the transcription edition of Singing in Other Sins, sharing some wonderful arrangements of songs. But did you know that Schubert uses his own songs? We notice this in his Death and the Maiden Quartet, the Trout Quintet, and in the slow movement of his piano fantasy in C called The Wanderer, Der Wanderer.
Thank you.
Maurizio Pollini playing the slow movement from Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy. Here's the original song or lied in which the wanderer can never find peace, sung by Hermann Prey with Leonard Hawkinson. It'll all make more sense if you can read the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. Wonderful singing. That was Hermann Pry with Leonard Hawkinson in Schubert's Der Wanderer, The Wanderer. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you're hearing songs in transcription. We could do a whole program of Schubert, but the point is better illustrated by a wide selection of composers' songs that have found life in instrumental versions instead of just for the voice. The next piece is an arrangement for violin and orchestra of Tchaikovsky's song called Amid the Din of the Ball. The violinist was Takako Nishizaki, and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Peter Breiner in an arrangement of Tchaikovsky's song Amid the Din of the Ball. Now here's the original with Joan Rogers.
Oh,
Joan Rogers was the soprano and Roger Vignoles the pianist in Tchaikovsky's song Amid the Din of the Ball. I'm always impressed with the authentic Russian sound Joan Rogers brings to her Tchaikovsky. Now a transcription of a Brahms song for trombone. The trombonist is Mike Becker, who used to play with the former Honolulu Symphony Orchestra. You'll hear him perform one of the four serious songs of Brahms, this one called O Death. But this is a biblical quote, so it has its consoling side. Death is bitter, but acceptable to one who needs to die. What beautiful sound. That was trombonist Mike Becker with Paula Fan in O Death by Brahms. Now a classic 1936 recording of the same song with bass Alexander Kipnis and Gerald Moore. Remember to check out the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. It's interesting to hear the tenderness the bass voice can bring to this song. You heard the bass Alexander Kipnis with Gerald Moore in that 1936 recording of O Tot, O Death by Brahms. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear how art songs can be transferred to the instrumental world. But in the following case, the opposite direction occurred. First, you'll hear Träumerei or Dreaming by Schumann, performed by Marta Argerich. It's time to wake up. You just heard from Robert Schumann's Kinderszenen, or Scenes from Childhood, the Träumerei, or Dreaming, played by Marta Argerich. In 1948, when Lotte Lehmann appeared in the MGM movie Big City, she coaxed a baby to sleep with a vocalized version of Träumerei.
Thank you.
It's strange to hear Lotte Lehmann in a vocalese. She was famous for her diction and her ability to get across the meaning of words. But here she is in a transcription of Schumann's Träumerei, or Dreaming, for the MGM movie in which she acted and sang. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'm sharing with you some of the beautiful transcriptions of art songs. The next is especially different in that a chorus sings the words in an a cappella version of Mahler's Die zwei blauen Augen, Her Blue Eyes.
Thank you.
That was the choral group Accentus, conducted by Lawrence Equilbey, E-Q-U-I-L-B-E-Y, in Mahler's Die zwei blauen Augen, Her Blue Eyes. Here's what the original song sounds like with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim.
Die zwei blauen Augen von meinem Schatz, die haben mich in die weite Welt geschickt. Da musste ich Abschied nehmen von meinem liebsten Platz. O Augenblau, warum habt ihr mich angeblickt? Nun
Thank you.
What a masterly performance of Mahler's Die zwei blauen Augen, Her Blue Eyes, with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Daniel Barenboim. We're hearing how art songs get changed when they're transcribed away from their voice and piano originals. We'll hear this song again in the orchestra version that Mahler himself made. You'll hear Christa Ludwig. Isn't that a voice to love? Mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, with the Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Sir Adrian Bolt in Mahler's Die zwei blauen Augen, Her Blue Eyes. This has been Singing and Other Sins, featuring transcriptions of art songs. Remember to check out the ongoing art song contest at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, recent releases of art song. I'm Gary Hickling. Aloha.